This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Good afternoon, my friend. Welcome to High School Baseball on WSMI FM 106.1. Terry Toad, Carl DeBar coming to you from the Hillsboro Sports Complex. A terrific afternoon weather-wise and a terrific matchup baseball-wise as we've got the Hillsboro Hilltoppers entertaining the Staunton Bulldogs. Toppers are 10-9 overall, 5-1 in conference play. Staunton is 14-1 overall and 5-0 in conference play. And Carl, we've got sunshine and we've got two good baseball teams.
Yes, we do indeed. And conference-wise, like you say, 5-1 Toppers and 5-0 Bulldogs. So it's a pivotal game here, obviously, for both teams.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, the batting order for the Staunton Bulldogs, who are coached by Kyle McBrain, who himself is a Hillsboro High School graduate. Coach McBrain's starting lineup today. Marcus Caro will lead things off, and he'll be in center field. Brian Best hits in the number two spot. He'll be at second base. The first baseman, Cy Cox, hits third. In the cleanup spot, Nick Yates, the third baseman. He'll be followed by Austin Tallman in left field. Griffin Bianco bats in the number six spot. He'll be in right field. Devin Ray is the starting pitcher. He hits seventh. He's 3-0 on the season. Zach Urey hits eighth. He'll be at short. And Colin McBride will bat in the number nine spot. He'll take care of the catching today for the Staunton Bulldogs. The batting order for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, coached by Bob Allen. Caden Lemon will lead things off, and Caden will be in right field. Griffin King hits second. He'll be at shortstop. Alex Schreiber in center field hitting third. Christian Hernandez, the Hilltopper catcher, will hit in the cleanup spot. Jordan Gregg in the number five spot. He'll be at first base. The left fielder, Landon Carroll, hits sixth. Jace Teakin will be at third base. He'll hit seventh. Tanner Mullen hits eighth. He'll be at second base. And today's starting pitcher, Dylan McCamick, hits in the number nine spot. And Dylan comes in with a record of 2 wins and no losses. So there you have it. The Toppers and the Bulldogs getting ready to square off. We'll come back with the first pitch of the ball game right after these messages. Let's set that Hilltopper defense for you. Dylan McCamick, the right-hander on the hill. His battery mate is Christian Hernandez. Around the infield from third to first, Jace Teakin, Griffin King, Tanner Mullen, and Jordan Gregg. In the outfield from left to right, Landon Carroll, Alex Schreiber, Caden Lemon. Toppers with the orange uniforms, black sleeves, and the gray pants. The Bulldogs of Staunton with the red jerseys with the gray pants. And a lot of sunshine and a bit of a breeze today, but a great day for baseball.
Outstanding day for baseball, and like I say, a pretty pivotal conference game here with the Bulldogs being 5-0 and Hillsboro just being 5-1.
These two teams will actually play a doubleheader today. The first game will be the conference game. So this is the game that will count in the conference standings, and the Bulldogs, of course, leading the conference with a 5-0 record. They do have a game, though, that's been suspended and will be completed here in a couple of weeks against the Greenville Comets. It went into a situation where it was too dark, and so they suspended play. And so coming up on May the 11th, they'll finish that ball game at Staunton. So that could have a little bit of impact on how the standings in the conference end up.
Absolutely, and I believe, and we haven't seen it, but Southwestern is most likely one of those other teams that's close in that conference record too.
Well, I think Southwestern, if not undefeated, has one loss. So
definitely should be a few of the tops right there.
Should be a wild race down the stretch. So here we go. Marcus Caro will step in from the right side for the Bulldogs, as Dylan McCamick is ready to deliver his first pitch of the ball game on a sunny, breezy day. And the first one is grounded right to the shortstop. Two hopper to Griffin King. The throw is low, but in time. One pitch, one out for Staunton. And Ryan Best will be the batter. Grass infield here at this ballpark at the Hillsboro Sports Complex. What a terrific complex they've got here at Hillsboro. Ryan Best is a junior, right-handed hitter. McCamick looks in for the sign. Here's the first pitch to Best, and this one is a called strike, and it's 0-1. .400 to dead center, .300 down the lines here at this ballpark. .375 to the alleys. Next pitch is up and in. One ball, one strike to Ryan Best. Cy Cox waiting on deck for the Bulldogs. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch drops in. and it's one ball, two strikes. And if you've tuned in on the internet tonight through our friends at Network One Sports, we welcome you to the broadcast. 1-2 the count to Ryan Best. McCammy gets the sign he wants and delivers. And a pitch is fouled off to the right side out of play. Count remains one ball, two strikes on Ryan Best. Hernandez flashes the sign and the pitch. Breaking pitch, see you later. Called strike three. Two down in the inning. And the batter will be Cy Cox, the freshman first baseman. He's a left-handed hitter. An open batting stance as he steps in with two outs and nobody on. Here in the top of the first inning for Staunton. Here's the pitch. This one's outside for ball one. If Cox can keep the inning going, Nick Yates will be the batter. He's waiting on deck. Here's McCamick's 1-0 pitch. This is down low, and it's 2-0. Busy park today. Boys varsity and JV games, girls varsity softball going on. Here's a called strike. It's 2-1. And we finally get some nice spring weather.
Been waiting for that, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
All spring almost.
More on the way tomorrow. There's a swing and a foul tip into the mitt. And that makes it count two balls and two strikes. Cox digs in. McCammick gets his sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And a ground ball slowly hit to the shortstop, fielded by Griffin King. The throw is high and gets off the top of the glove of the first baseman.
Glove.
Yeah.
It looked like he had a hole in it. He thought he had it.
Yep.
Went right through it.
E3 on that play, I guess. Ball was in the glove. So Cy Cox is aboard with two down for the Bulldogs, and Nick Yates will be the batter. Yates is a senior. He'll play third base today for the Bulldogs. And it doesn't seem to matter what level you play. If you give extra outs to a team, they usually end up burning you. So let's see if Dylan McCammy can pitch out of a little bit of a pickle here in this top half of the first inning. Staunton with the runner at first, two down. Pretty good lead by the runner. He's off with the pitch. The pitch is a called strike. The throw down to second base, not in time. So Cy Cox gets himself into scoring position for the Bulldogs. One strike the count to Nick Yates. He's a right-handed hitter. Nick is ready. Dylan McCammick from the stretch. Here's the pitch. This is outside. One ball, one strike. First two men were retired. Cox reached on an error, has stolen second. 1-1 the count to Nick Yates for Staunton. Hillsboro's Dylan McCammick to the stretch, and the pitch is up high, and it's 2-1. Scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Also have a podcast of the game up on the website tomorrow morning, WSMIRadio.com. 2-1 the count on Yates for the Bulldogs. A check on the runner at second. The pitch by McCann is a foul tip into the mitt. And that makes the count two balls and two strikes. So McCammick is a strike away from getting out of the inning. Yates wants to put it in play and see what happens. McCammick looks in for the sign and gets it. To the set position, the pitch is a swing and a miss. A pitch that was up out of the zone and the Bulldogs strand a base runner in the top half of the first inning. After a half inning of play, it's Staunton nothing. Hillsborough coming to bat. Let's check the Staunton defense for you. Devin Ray on the hill, a record of 3-0. He's a right-hander. Colin McBride doing the catching today. Nick Yates is at third. Zach Urey at short. Brian Best at second and Cy Cox at first. Austin Tallman's in left. Marcus Carl in center and Griffin Bianco in right field. Caden Lemon will lead things off. He'll be followed by Griffin King, Alex Schreiber, and if anybody gets on, Christian Hernandez. As we head to the bottom of the first inning. Cardinals will be back in action tomorrow night. They will host the Chicago White Sox 6:20 pregame Tuesday on WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106.9. And they'll have a day game on Wednesday with the White Sox in a short two-game series. And then the Northsiders come to town. Here's a pitch to Caden Lemon, left-handed hitter. First pitch on a breaking pitch is down and in for ball one. Caden's a junior. Open batting stance, wide open batting stance. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This one's up and away. And 2-0 the count on the Hilltopper leadoff hitter, Caden Lemon. Devin Ray 3-0 on the season. Here's the pitch. Here's a called strike. And it's 2-1. You don't get to be 14-1 without some good pitching.
Got to have pitching if you're 14-1 for sure.
Here's the next pitch. Lemon hits this one up the middle, and that's through for a base hit. So Lemon gets aboard for the Hilltoppers, and Griffin King will be the batter. Griffin's a junior, bats from the right side. He's playing shortstop today for the Toppers. So one on, nobody out for Hillsborough. We're in the bottom of the first inning. And now Devin Ray works from the stretch. Short lead by Lemon at first. Ray delivers, and a fly ball into right field. Out to Griffin Bianco, and Bianco can't get to it. This one is off the fence. They're going to throw the stop sign up to the lead runner, Caden Lemon, at third base, and the Hilltoppers will have runners at second and third, and nobody out.
That was one of those that just seemed to keep going and going and going, Terry.
Yeah.
I really didn't think he hit it that deep, and outfielder kept running back and could not get to it.
Bianco didn't think it was hit that deep either.
No.
And Griffin, it took him all the way to the fence. So the Toppers have something cooking here in the bottom of the first inning. They have two on and nobody out, and here's Alex Schreiber. And the first pitch to Alex is down low for ball one.
Well, the wind probably is aiding it that way, as it's kind of a crosswind on this field.
Schreiber's a right-handed hitter, a senior. Want to know the count. The next pitch from Devin Ray is a breaking pitch that drops in for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Well, Devin Ray, working from the full windup, allows the runners at second and third to get huge leads. Here's the 1-1 pitch and a bounding ball to third. Fielded by the third baseman, throw to first, out. No advance by the runner, so a good play by Nick Yates as he throws to Cy Cox for the out. 5-3 on the putout. And the batter is the cleanup hitter, Christian Hernandez. Hernandez is a senior. Bats from the right side. Down at third base is Lemon. King is at second. One down for the Hillsborough. And a swing and a miss by Hernandez on a breaking pitch for strike one. That had Hernandez all twisted up. Ray shakes off two signs, gets the one he wants. Here's the 0-1 pitch, foul back to the screen. And it's 0-2.
Well, Hernandez wants to get that run home. Do it with a good fly ball out.
Yep.
Or a slow grounder. Infield's not really in the middle, so anything in the middle should get the run home.
Here's the pitch, foul back to the screen. And the count remains two strikes. Jordan Gregg waiting on deck. He's the foul ball retriever here right in front of us as he trots back to the on-deck circle. There's the 0-2 pitch from Ray, up high. And the count is 1-2 on Christian Hernandez. So the Toppers are trying to make some noise here in the bottom of the first inning, a scoreless ball game. Have runners at second and third, one out. 1-2 the count to the cleanup hitter, Christian Hernandez. Devin Ray winds and fires, and a foul ball off to the right side. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Good crowd on hand this afternoon. Lots of folks here watching baseball and or softball. 1-2 the count to Hernandez. Ray's next pitch is a breaking pitch, a swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes.
Devin Ray picked a fine time to get that strikeout, leaving those runners still at second and third. They were there with nobody out, Terry.
Yep. And baseball gods have ways of punishing you if you can't get runners home from second and third with nobody out. And here's Jordan Gregg, the senior first baseman, stepping in from the left side. Check swing, a pitch into the dirt. The runner from third's going to score, and the toppers are on the board. So a wild pitch leads to the first run of the ball game.
And that was a strange one, Terry. It went straight up, probably 12 foot, 15 foot in the air.
Easily, yeah.
And the catcher had no clue where it was. It's still pretty risky for the runner to go, because if the catcher spotted it right away, he could have actually fielded and tagged him.
So Lemon scores. That moves Griffin King up to third base. 1-0 the count to Jordan Gregg. There's a pitch from Devin Ray. This one's outside. And the count is 2-0. So the toppers have taken advantage of a single, a double, and a wild pitch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Jordan. And Gregg has got a count of 2 balls and a strike. Devin Ray wants to put an end to this inning right here. He only allows 1 run. That's not bad. Devin gets the sign he wants and fires. Swing and a little tap foul at the plate. And the count is 2-2. Landon Carroll waiting on deck if Jordan Gregg can keep the inning alive. Devin Ray likes to work quick. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ball hit to the shortstop. Zach Urey throws to first base in time, and Gregg is retired 6-3. But the toppers get one on the board. We played an inning here at the Hillsboro Sports Complex. It's Hillsboro 1. Staunton nothing. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Top of the second inning we go. Hillsboro 1, Staunton nothing. Staunton will have Austin Tallman, Griffin Bianco, and Devin Ray do up, the 5, 6, and 7 batters. Dylan McCamick back to the hill for the toppers. He struck out 2 in that first inning. And he has a 1-0 lead to work with. Tallman steps in from the right side. A swing and a miss by Austin. 0-1. Tallman's a senior, playing left field today for the Bulldogs. McCamick winds and fires. Next pitch is down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Got a good strike zone today, I think, Carl. Thus
far. Yeah, 2 aggressive looking swinging teams, too, really.
Yeah.
That helps, too.
Yeah, it does.
Keeps the game a flowing.
Get the ball and put it in play. There's a fly ball off to the right side. Going to go out of play, and the count is 1 ball, 2 strikes. Hopper's got 1 in the bottom of the first. Lead 1-0. Staunton batting here in the top of the second. 1-2 the count to Austin Tallman. Hillsboro's Dylan McCamick gets the sign, and the pitch is down low. Back to the screen. 2-2. Kyle McBrain, the head coach for Staunton, at third base. And Coach Cal, Mary Calderaro, Coach Cal over at first base. That guy has seen probably more baseball games than anybody out here. Here's the next pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman. Grabbed there by Tanner Mullen. His throw to Jordan Gregg in time. And Tallman is retired 4-3 for the first out in the Staunton second inning. And the batter will be Griffin Bianco, the right fielder. He's a junior, right-handed hitter. 1 down, nobody on. Staunton trailing 1-0. Batting here in the top of the second inning. By the way, we'll have our Diamonds and Dogs play the ball game coming up at the conclusion of the contest today. Brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town. First pitch to Bianco down low for ball one. Talking with Dennis McCamick. And he says, well, dogs don't eat as much in warm weather. I said, yeah, but they need flea and tick stuff.
Lots of it.
Yeah.
And bass.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you need some flea and tick stuff. Go see Denny at Diamonds and Dogs. Actually, he's busy right now watching the baseball game with us. Here's a called strike. And it's one ball, two strikes on Griffin Bianco. Devin Ray waiting on deck for the Bulldogs. McCamick has a count of 1-2. Here's the pitch. And that one's down low. And that got Hernandez.
I was calling, take it easy on Hernandez, Dave. It's already got, they got nailed bad in our Nokomis game we broadcast on a couple foul tips. And it's starting all over.
I didn't hear you, Carl. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Bianco. Breaking pitch misses, and that's a full count. First man, Tallman, retired. 3-2 the count on Griffin Bianco for Staunton. And Hillsborough's Dylan McCamick with the pitch. Popped up. Left side towards the fence and coming back into play. And no.
Yeah. That wind is definitely moving the ball.
The ball was out of play and then blew back into play. And the third baseman, Jace Teakin, just couldn't line it up. So it drops for a strike or for a foul ball. And the count remains 3-2. Jace did his best, but that win. So the count remains 3-2 on Griffin Bianco. McCamick's payoff pitch popped up. Going to come back and out of play. Three balls, two strikes to the Staunton right fielder, Griffin Bianco, and McCamick's 3-2 pitch, a base hit into left field. That is the first hit of the day for Staunton. And the batter will be Devin Ray, a sophomore pitcher. Throws right, bats right. Tying run is aboard. One down here in the top of the second inning. As Ray steps in from the right side. Dylan McCamick from the stretch. Pretty good lead by Bianco over there at first. Here's the pitch. Curveball drops in, strike one. Zach Urey waiting on deck for Staunton. McCamick looks into Hernandez. The runner leads away. The 0-1 pitch is fouled out of play. Counter is two strikes now on Devin Ray. New baseball thrown into play. McCamick is getting ready. He comes to the set position. Now a throw to first base and the runner dives back in safely.
Don't get hurt here.
And now Hernandez is going to trot out. And the Hilltopper catcher will talk to his pitcher. Just remind him. You got two strikes on this guy. Oh, and to the count to Devin Ray. Dylan McCamick gets the sign he wants, and now the batter asks for and receives timeout. Little cat and mouse game going on, Carl?
Little bit.
0-2 the count to Ray. Here's a pitch from McCamick with the runner going. The pitch is a ball. The throw is offline. And a stolen base for Griffin Bianco. So the count is 1-2. And Bianco gets himself into scoring position.
So far, we see all the Bulldogs, a very aggressive running team. They've already stolen 2 bases in this ball game.
They trail 1-0. They bat here on the top of the second. That are threatening. Rea awaits the one ball, two strike count, and again he asks for and receives timeout. McCamick 2-0 on the season for the Hilltoppers, getting the start today. He's ready now for the 1-2 pitch to Devin Rea from Staunton. Here it comes, up high. Two balls, two strikes. Bianco with a pretty good lead down there at second base. Check on the runner and the pitch from McCamick. This one's down and in, and a good block by Hernandez as the count goes full. Believe it or not, they'll have this regional tournament seating meetings tomorrow. Where did this season go? Here's the 3-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen. Zach Urey waiting on deck for Staunton. Bianco's at second with one out. Three balls, two strikes the count to Devin Rea. He's had a pretty good at-bat here against Dylan McCamick.
Quite a few pitches.
It was 0-2, it's now 3-2. McCamick to the stretch, here's the pitch. Ball four. So Rea worked from an 0-2 count and drew a walk. And that puts runners at first and second for the Bulldogs with one out. And the number eight hitter, Zach Urey, the shortstop, will come to the plate. Urey's a right-handed hitter. He's a freshman. Wide-open batting stance. Means that front foot is tucked way off to the side. Here's the first pitch, foul, backing out of play. And it's 0-1. Tallman grounded out to start the inning. Bianco singled, stole second. Rea worked from an 0-2 count to a 3-2 count and took ball four, so he's at first base. One strike to count to Zach Urey. Staunton threatening here in the top of the second inning as the Bulldogs trail 1-0. Here's a pitch from McCamick. Up high, the runner from second goes. The throw to third base, and he is out. So Bianco has thrown out 2-5. That's the second out of the inning. Rea moves up to second base.
Big play there by the Toppers.
Yes, it is. 1-1 the count to Zach Urey. McCamick to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Slowly hit to the shortstop. Grab there. The throw high, but in close enough range for Jordan Gregg to grab it. And Urey grounds out 6-3 to end the inning. So in the inning, no runs, two hits, a base runner left stranded. We played an inning and a half here at Hillsboro. It's Hillsboro 1, Staunton nothing, and more baseball coming up in a moment. Terry Tote along with Carl DeBar coming to you from the Hillsboro Sports Complex. Lots of sunshine, a bit of a breeze. A 1-0 lead for Hillsboro as the Hilltoppers come to bat in the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Landon Carroll, Jace Teakin, and Tanner Mullen due up, 6-7 and 8 batters. Against Devin Rea. Devin struck out a batter in the first inning as the Toppers got to him for a run. And here's the pitch to Landon Carroll. And it's up high for ball one.
Well, he darn near pitched out of a second and third with nobody out with 3, 4, and 5 coming. But a wild pitch got him for a run.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a hard hit ball to the shortstop. A two-hopper out to Zach Urey. Throw to first base in time. And Carroll is retired 6-3 for the first out of the inning. And freshman Jace Teakin will be the batter. Jace is the third baseman today for the Toppers. He's a right-handed hitter. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast here on FM 106. Tom Williams is producing the game tonight. One out, nobody on, and the pitch to Teakin is a called strike. 0-1 on Jace. Lots of baseball games coming up for these guys as long as it doesn't rain. over the next few days. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2.
And Terry, just thinking of play of the game. The throw out of third right now. Saved a run.
That's right. It did.
This ends up 1-0. That might be your play of the game.
That could be our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. Next pitch is outside and fouled out of play. As the catcher, Cullen McBride, was way off the plate that time.
It was what would have been the second out. It was a pretty slow roller.
Yeah, it was.
Probably would have brought home a run.
Funny how those things work out, isn't it,
Carl? It is.
Swing and a bounding ball to the shortstop again. Urie's going to throw to first base and two down.
Urie's a busy man over there for the Bulldogs. Made several plays already in this game.
Wonder if he's working on commission over there.
He's not sharing any of the ground balls.
No, he's not. So two down for the Hilltoppers, and Tanner Mullins the batter. Hillsboro leading 1-0. Nobody on base for the Toppers as Mullen comes to the plate. He's the sophomore second baseman, left-handed hitter. Pitch from Devin Ray. Here's a ground ball out of the reach of the second baseman for a base hit. Well, they tried to get him, make a play on him, but the ball, they say the second baseman, Ryan Best, went over and got it, and I guess they pulled him off the base. So it's not going to be a hit. Have to be an error. And the first pitch to Dylan McCamick is fouled off for strike one. So Mullen is aboard with the help of an error. And Ray is working from the stretch with a runner at first and two down. Here's the pitch to McCamick. Dylan fouls this one out of play. Top of the batting order, Caden Lemon waiting on deck. Here's Ray's 0-2 pitch into the dirt. But a good block that time by Cullen McBride, so no advance by the runner at first, Mullen. It's a one ball, two strike count. On Dylan McCamick. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Hillsboro with a 1-0 lead. Ray has struck out a batter. He's got a count of 1-2 on Dylan McCamick. Here's a pitch from Devin Ray of Staunton. Swing and a miss on a curveball. And that ends the inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits, an error. Base runner left stranded. Hoppers have stranded two on the day. We have played two innings here at Hillsboro. It's Hillsboro 1. And Staunton nothing. Mac with more baseball in just a moment. Top of the third inning we go. And a 1-0 lead for Hillsboro. Staunton will have 9-1-2 batters due up. Cullen McBride, Marcus Carl, and Ryan Best. And lucky seven, Cullen McBride steps to the plate. Right-handed hitter. He's a junior. He's doing the catching today for the Bulldogs. Facing Dylan McCamick, who has struck out two, walked a batter today. Here's a pitch from Dylan. And that is a little bit high for ball one. McBride, Carl, and Best due up for Staunton. 10 conference wins between these two teams. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a ball hit right back up the middle. That's through for a base hit. That's the third hit of the day for Staunton. And the batter will be Marcus Carl.
Well, let's see if the Bulldogs do more running.
Yeah.
We've seen it. Help them get a stolen base, and we also seen it cost them dearly at a third base throwout.
And Marcus Carl is at the plate. He's 0 for 1 on the day. He grounded out to the shortstop. He bats with a runner at first and nobody out. As the Bulldogs trail 1-0, short lead by the runner. He's not going, and the pitch is away for ball one. Jordan Gregg holding him on over at first base for Hillsboro. And McBride had about a two-step lead over there that time. McCamick looks in for the sign for Hillsborough. Here's Dillon's pitch. That one's inside, and the count is 2-0.
Yeah, it doesn't have that lead that he looks like he's going.
Yeah. Dillon steps off the pitcher's plate, gets back on, looks in for the sign, comes to the set position and delivers, and it's popped up. Right side, this could be interesting. In the right fielder, Caden Lemon makes the call, makes the catch.
And that ball carried very easily out to the outfielder. Probably was actually in no man's land when it went up, but the wind just held it and took it out to the outfield.
So Caden makes the catch to retire Marcus Carl. And Ryan Best will be the batter. Ryan, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Runner at first and one down. Staunton trailing 1-0. We're in the top of the third inning. Pitch to Best is a called strike. We can hear the wind in our WSMI microphones here this afternoon. 0-1 the count on Ryan Best. Check on the runner and the pitch. Swing and a miss at a pitch down into the dirt. Breaking pitch. And it's 0-2. Best is the second baseman today for Staunton. He's ready. McCamick looks into Hernandez for the sign, and Dillon's ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch up high. That's a ball and two strikes. Jace Teakins at third, Griffin King at short, Tanner Mullen at second, Jordan Gregg at first. Landon Carroll, Alex Schreiber, Caden Lemon from left to right, and Christian Hernandez doing the catching for the Toppers. 1-2 the count on Staunton's Ryan Best. Here's the pitch. This one misses away. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes the count. And the number two hitter in the Staunton lineup, Ryan Best. McCamick looks in, shakes off one sign, shakes off another. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. Up high. And the count is full. Cy Cox waiting on deck for Staunton. Big pitch coming up here in this inning right now with a 3-2 count. Here it comes. And a called strike three. And Best is down on strike, second out of the inning. And the batter will be Cy Cox, who reached on an error his first time up.
Now, we're going
courtesy runner here.
Courtesy runner. You wonder, well, two outs, maybe we need to try and steal second base here.
Who do they have? Number one. No, it's not number one. I didn't get it down there. We'll try and catch that number for you here in a sec. As Cox steps in from the left side. Here's the pitch. This one's a breaking pitch, misses down and in. Three.
Might be.
Castaldi.
Yeah, it looks like three. Number three down there.
Cody Castaldi. 1-0 the count to Cy Cox. So Castaldi running at first base for Best. Short lead by the runner. The pitch. There's a strike. And it's 1-1. Nick Yates, the cleanup man, waiting on deck. Staunton trailing 1-0, batting here in the top of the third. Runner at first and two down. 1-1 the count to Cox. Here's a pitch from McCamick, swinging a hard hit ball up the middle. That's through for a base knock. So that's the second hit of the inning, and that puts runners at first and second. As Staunton tries to make some two-out noise here in the top of the third inning. Yates steps to the plate. Nick, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Batting with two on and two out. So Dillon McCamick feeling a little pressure now. He gets the sign he wants, checks the runner at second and delivers. Swinging a ground ball to third. scooped up by the third baseman, Jace Teakin. He steps on the bag, and that ends the inning. So McBride is forced out, five unassisted for the third out. In the inning, no runs, couple hits, two left stranded. Staunton stranded four. We played two and a half here at Hillsboro. It's Hillsboro one and Staunton nothing. It is a 1-0 lead for Hillsboro as we go to the bottom of third inning. And for Hillsboro, it'll be the top of the batting order, Caden Lemon, followed by Griffin King and Alex Schreiber. Staunton 14-1 overall, 5-0 in conference play. Hillsboro is 10-9 overall, but 5-1 in conference play. And Devin Ray back to the hill for his third inning of work, facing Lemon for the second time today, and Caden takes a called strike. Caden singled and scored on a wild pitch. He has scored the lone run of the ball game. Left-handed hitter, the next delivery from Ray is outside. It's one ball, one strike. McBride doing the catching. Nick Yates, Zach Urey, Ryan Vest, and Cy Cox from third to first. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Caden Lemon. He grounds this one up the middle, slowly hit, picked up by the shortstop and an infield hit. So Lemon is 2-for-2 on the day, second hit of the day for the Toppers. In the outfield, Austin Tallman for Staunton, Marcus Carl in center, and Griffin Bianco in right. Griffin King steps in. He doubled and was stranded back in the first inning. He bats with a runner at first and nobody out. Toppers with a 1-0 lead. Kevin Ray, quick throw to first base and the runner back safely. Third baseman in on the grass. Lemon has a pretty good lead. Here's a pitch to King. No, instead a throw to first base. Devin Ray and the Bulldogs are thinking Caden Lemon's going to take off. Ray to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball one to Griffin King. Tomorrow we'll have these Bulldogs back on the radio. This time they'll be at Litchfield taking on the Purple Panthers. 7:30 tomorrow night here on FM 106. Next delivery, called strike. 1-1 on Griffin King. As usual, tomorrow night's game will be streamed online at WSMIRadio.com. Lemon at first base with his lead. Devin Ray for Staunton to the stretch. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Hillsboro's Griffin King. And that's a called strike, and it's 1-2. First baseman Cy Cox is holding Lemon on at first. Lemon with a little bit bigger lead now. Here's the 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and down on strikes is Griffin King. That's the first out of the inning, and the batter is Alex Schreiber.
Number three, Devin Ray.
Schreiber grounded out to the third baseman his first time up. He's 0-for-1 on the day. Lemon's at first with one out. Hillsboro leading 1-0. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Schreiber steps in from the right side. Devin Ray to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Misses outside for ball one. We'll have our Diamonds and Dogs play the ball game coming up at the conclusion of the broadcast. And guys, don't forget, Mother's Day is coming up. Stop by Diamonds and Dogs and do the right thing. 1-0 the count, a throw to first base, and Lemon is back in safely. Schreiber's back in. Ray is ready. He comes to the set position. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch drops in, and it's one ball, one strike. Toppers scored a run in the first. The lone run thus far in the ball game. The 1-1 pitch to Schreiber on the way into the dirt. Gets away from the catcher and Lemon takes off to second base. 2-1 the count on Alex Schreiber. And now the Toppers have a runner in scoring position with one out here in the third inning. Ray checks the runner down at second. Devin looks again and now delivers. Ball hit to the right side is going to go out of play, and the count is two balls and two strikes. Bob Allen coaching at third. Mike Rapay at first base for the Toppers. 2-2 the count. Devin Ray checks the runner. And the Staunton pitcher delivers. Swinging a hard hit ball up the middle. And that's a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third as the center fielder Marcus Carl did a great job of getting that ball back in. So it's first and third now for Hillsboro. That's third hit of the day for the Toppers. And the cleanup hitter is Christian Hernandez. Strikeout victim his first time up. Hillsboro leading 1-0. They have Lemon at third, Schreiber at first, and one down. So Devin Ray is definitely in a bit of a pickle right now for the Bulldogs. Hernandez digs in. Ray checks and delivers, and it's a called strike. The runner from first takes off. They've got him in a rundown. Now the runner from third tries to score, and he does. And then trotting down to second base is Schreiber. So the Toppers get another run on the board. Now time called, and Kyle McBrain wants to come out and talk to his Staunton Bulldogs.
The old double steal, Terry.
Yep.
The Toppers pull it off and get a big run here, doubling the lead to 2-0.
Yep. So Lemon was timed it perfect, actually, at third base. As Schreiber went down and the throw went through, Schreiber stopped about 9/10 of the way before he got to the bag. And at that point, Lemon was on his way home and he scored easily. And it's a 2-0 lead for Hillsboro. 1-0 the count on Christian Hernandez, and the Toppers still have Schreiber in scoring position. I believe Owen won the count. 0-1 the count to Hernandez. Here's the next pitch. It's a swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Jordan Gregg waiting on deck for Hillsboro. Ray to the stretch. Checks the runner at second. Here's Devin's pitch. This one's outside. And it's two balls and two strikes. Ray shakes off a sign, gets the one he wants. The pitch to the cleanup hitter for Hillsboro. Now time called by the catcher, or time asked for by the catcher and granted by the home plate umpire. As Colin McBride talks to Devin Ray, this conversation is over. And Colin trots his way back to behind home plate. 2-2 the count on Hernandez. Ray looks in for the sign. And the 2-2 pitch. And steady steps off. Now he signals for the catcher, McBride. He takes a couple of steps out in front of the plate and comes back behind home.
Changing the signs, maybe.
I think so.
And then he forgot which they changed to.
2-2 the count to Hernandez. The pitch from Ray is a breaking pitch. It misses away, and the count is full. So down at second base is Schreiber. Lemon has scored here in the inning, and Toppers have a 2-0 lead. And it's a 3-2 count on the cleanup hitter, Hernandez. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Nope. Ball three. Ball three, I guess. 3-2 the count now. So here's your Payoff pitch at 3-2 now from Devin Ray. Checks the runner and delivers. Breaking pitch, grounded to the shortstop, backhanded. Throw is low, scooped out at first base.
Up and dropped.
And then dropped. So Hernandez is on with the help of an error. E6 on that play. First and third now for Hillsboro with one out, and the batter is Jordan Gregg. Second error of the day for Staunton. Gregg steps in from the left side. Runners at the corners and one down for Hillsboro. Jordan is ready. Devin Ray is ready, and the pitch from Devin is fouled off to the left side for strike one. Gregg grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. Zach Urey did a nice job of backhanding that ball that was hit by Hernandez, but it was a low throw. And the first baseman couldn't hold on to it. This pitch fouled back to the screen by Jordan Gregg, and it's 0-2. Landon Carroll waiting on deck. Toppers are really making Devin Ray work here in this inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Devin. Up and away. And it's a ball and two strikes.
But his 21st pitch just in this inning. 51 total, so he was very efficient his first two. Right at 30.
Schreiber's at third, Hernandez at first. Ray from the stretch. The 1-2 pitch. Gregg fouls it out of play. Count remains one ball, two strikes to the junior first baseman for Hillsboro. Toppers have tacked on a run here in the inning and lead 2-0. We're in the bottom of the third. Here's a pitch to Gregg. Inside. And it's 2-2. Landon Carroll waiting on deck for Hillsboro. Jordan Gregg digs in. Here's the 2-2 pitch with the runner from first going. A swing and a miss. A throw down to second, safe. The runner from third trying to score. He is safe. So a double steal after the strikeout. And the Toppers pick up another run, and that makes it 3-0.
So two double steals in this inning have plated two runs for the Toppers. That in the very first run on a wild pitch. So
yeah.
No one's driven him a run in this ballgame.
So now it's a 3-0 lead for Hillsboro. A runner at second base is Hernandez, and here's Landon Carroll. Schreiber was the man that scored from third for Hillsboro. Landon Carroll grounded out to the shortstop his first time up, 0-1 on the day. Devin Ray checks the runner at second, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Landon, strike one. Devin is made a lot of pitches this inning.
25 now, so we have to throw at least 26.
1-0 the count to Landon Carroll. Check on the runner. Here's the pitch. Landon lays off a fastball that's up high, and it's 2-0. Hopper scored a single run in the first, two here in the third. Lead 3-0. Runner at second, two down. 2-0 the count to Landon Carroll. He's looking dead red here. There's the pitch. There's a called strike. And it's 2-1. Jace Tietgen waiting on deck for the Toppers. Ray checks the runner at second. And the 2-1 pitch. Grounded to the second baseman. Scooped up there by Ryan Best. The throw to first base in time. Landon Carroll retired for the second time today. In the inning, though, the Toppers come up with two more tallies. After three innings of play here at the Hillsboro Sports Complex, it's Hillsboro 3, Staunton nothing. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Well, we go to the top of the fourth inning. Staunton trails 3-0. Bulldogs will have Austin Tallman, Griffin Bianco, and Devin Ray do up, 5, 6, and 7 batters, against Dylan McCamick, who has struck out 3, walked a batter today. Pitch from Dylan is a called strike to Austin Tallman, and that's how this fourth inning starts.
Going into the fourth, Dylan has 52 pitches.
Austin Tallman grounded out to the second baseman his first time up, so he's 0 for 1 on the day. Next pitch from McCamick, down low. One ball, one strike. Tomorrow we'll have Staunton at Litchfield High School Baseball. 7:30 tomorrow night right here on WSMI FM 106, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Tallman. That's a called strike. And it's one ball, two strikes on the senior left fielder for the Bulldogs. Tallman is ready. McCamick is ready. The 1-2 pitch, that one plunked him. I think it got him in the helmet. Tallman trots down to first base. He appears to be all right. And the batter is Griffin Bianco. That was a breaking pitch that didn't break.
Must have got a piece of the helmet because
yeah.
Had that sound.
So the batter will be Griffin Bianco, who singled and was thrown out of third base trying to steal. Back in the second inning, and he grounds a ball, slow roller, to the shortstop. And this may be an infield hit, and it is. No chance for Griffin King to throw him out. Fifth hit of the day for Staunton. So now the Bulldogs all of a sudden have the tying run at the plate with nobody out, and it's Devin Ray. Ray drew a walk his first time up. So McCamick's in a bit of trouble right now. Staunton trying to make some noise here in the top of the fourth inning as the Dogs trail 3-0. Ray, a right-handed hitter. McCamick to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Head out to Lemon in right field, and Caden makes the catch right before he runs into the fence. The runner at second base tags and advances. The ball comes back into the infield, gets away, and down to second base goes Bianco. So both runners end up advancing. Probably should be an error on that throw back in.
Yeah, the one batter would go to third, and did on the sack.
Yeah.
Sack fly, basically.
But he allowed the other runner to get in scoring position.
That was on the throwing into the infield, and
yep.
Ball got away.
So now it's second and third, no, and one out, and Zach Urey the batter, the number 8 hitter in the lineup for Staunton. So the Bulldogs have two runners in scoring position. Here's the pitch, Urey. Ground ball to the shortstop. Booted by the shortstop, and the Bulldogs get on the board.
I would have had plenty of time to make the play, Terry, but when he reached down for the ball, he had it not in the glove anymore.
So that puts Griffin Bianco at third base. Zach Urey at first. So the tying runs are aboard, and here's the number 9 hitter, Cullen McBride, who singled his first time up. That was the third error of the day for Hillsboro. First and third for the Dogs. And McBride the batter. Here's a pitch to Cullen. Called strike, and it's 0-1. The Bulldogs have touched the dish once here in this inning and are threatening with runners at first and third and only one out. McCamick looks in for the sign. The 0-1 pitch to McBride is way up high, and it's one ball, one strike. That thing almost over the head of Cullen McBride. Top of the batting order, Marcus Carl waiting on deck for the Dogs. McBride awaits the 1-1 pitch from Hillsboro's Dylan McCamick. Here it comes. Down low. And it's 2-1. McBride steps out, looks down to the third base coach, flashes some signs. Now he's back in, he's ready. Runners lead away at first and third. The 2-1 pitch, here it comes. Ball three into the dirt. And a good block by Christian Hernandez of Hillsboro.
Ball straight.
And the count is 3-1 on McBride. McCamick steps on, looks in for the sign. Dillon gets the one he wants. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to McBride and a ground ball to the right side. That is through for a base hit. A run scores. That makes it 3-2. The lead runner ends up at third, and the toppers throw it away, and that's going to allow the third run to score, and that's going to allow McBride to end up at third base. So another error allows the Bulldogs to tie the ball game up.
Miscues are hurting the toppers here.
So a base hit.
All of a sudden, the Bulldogs not only have tied the game, have that lead run at third base.
And that throw came from
second baseman.
Second baseman, right?
Right.
Four. So that's the fourth error of the day for the Hilltoppers. And now the Toppers want to have a confab, as the Bulldogs have tied this game up at three with four here in the top of the fourth inning. And Marcus Carl will be the batter. McBride's at third base with one down. Marcus Carl 0 for 2 on the day. It's a 3-3 ball game. And this inning started when the batter was hit by a pitch.
Let's go, boys, clean it up.
The free passes, be it a walk, a hit batsman, seem to get you back, especially like when the infield hit after that.
And three errors. And
the errors compounded all.
So the discussion is over. And McCamick will work from the stretch with McBride at third. Game now tied at three, and it's back to the top of the batting order for Marcus Carl and the Bulldogs. Dillon McCamick looks in for the sign, and now the batter asks for time and gets it. Still only one out in the inning. Carl is ready. McCamick comes to the stretch. And a throw to third base, the runner back safely. McBride didn't have much of a lead down there. Maybe a step or two. Carl awaits the first pitch from McCamick. Here it comes. That's up high for ball one. Ryan Best waiting on deck for Staunton. Bulldogs have tied it at three here in the fourth inning. They have a runner at third and one down. 1-0 the count to Marcus Carl, who takes a called strike, and it's 1-1. Well, we've seen some strange things today. But that's baseball. When you're aggressive, strange things can happen. Here's the next pitch. Swing and pulled down the third baseline. Foul, just out of the reach of the diving Jace Teakin, a Hilltopper third baseman. So the count is 1-2 on Marcus Carl, the Staunton center fielder. Staunton 5-0 in the conference. Hillsboro 5-1 in the conference. Doing battle here this afternoon at the Hillsboro Sports Complex. Dillon McCamick gets his sign, and the 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch misses outside, and it's 2-2. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. You can always check out the scores and our schedule on our website, WSMIRadio.com. 2-2 pitch is foul, backing out of play. Watch out back there. 2-2 the count on Marcus Carl. And this has been a long inning for Dylan McCamick. 2-2 the count on Carl. McCamick to the stretch, the pitch. Swing and a pop-up right side is going to go out of play. That one got the concession stand.
Keep out of strikes, big guy.
Two and two the count on Marcus Carl. McBride with a short lead at third. McCamick nods no to one sign, gets the one he wants now. Here's the pitch. Popped up and fouled back and out of play. It's been a battle between Marcus Carl and Dylan McCamick. 2-2 the count. McCamick to the stretch, the pitch, swing, and a shot into the glove of the second baseman. A terrific play by Tanner Mullen. A diving catch on the line drive for the second out of the inning. That was a heck of a play.
Saved a run.
Yes, it did. And Castaldi's going to come back in and run for McBride at third base. The batter will be Ryan Best. Ryan's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts today, and he bats with a runner at third and two down in a 3-3 ball game here in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch from McCamick. Outside, ball one. Want to know the count to the junior second baseman for the Bulldogs of Staunton, Ryan Best. Here's the next pitch. This one's inside, and it's 2-0. A hit batter, a hit, three errors in the inning has allowed Staunton to tie this game up at three. 2-0 the count to Ryan Best. The pitch down into the dirt, and Hernandez saves a run from scoring and blocking that pitch. That was in the dirt. 3-0 the count on Ryan Best. Cy Cox waiting on deck for the Bulldogs. McCamick gets a sign and delivers, and there's a called strike. It's 3-1. Three balls and a strike to Ryan Best. Next delivery, fly ball. Hit into center field, out to Alex Schreiber. Alex makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Bulldogs score three times. We've played 3.5 here at the Hillsborough Sports Complex. Your score is Staunton 3, Hillsborough 3. Back with more baseball in just a moment. 3 for the Toppers, 3 for the Bulldogs. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Hillsborough will have Jace Teakin, Tanner Mullen, Dylan McCamick, the bottom three in the batting order due up. And Devin Ray. And his mates have gotten themselves even with the Hilltoppers. Devin has struck out 3, walked none today. And he'll face Jace Teakin for the second time today. Jace grounded out to the shortstop his first time up, and a fastball is a called strike, and that's how the bottom of the fourth inning starts.
Devin Ray, 60 pitches now, going into the fourth inning.
Next delivery is a swing and a miss. That pitch was up out of the zone. And it's 0-2 to the freshman, Jace Teakin. And Ray, working quickly, delivers. The pitch is outside. 1-2. Wind's blowing kind of across the field today.
Definitely pushed it to right field.
Next pitch is a swing and a miss, and Jace Teakin is down on strikes. Number 4 on the day for Devin Ray. And Tanner Mullen will be the batter. Mullen reached on an error his first time up. Takes a called strike. 0-1. Stanner's a left-handed hitter. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Dylan McCamick waiting on deck. Here's the next delivery. This one's fouled out of play. Three runs, four hits, four errors for Hillsboro. They've stranded three on the day. Three runs, five hits, two errors for Staunton. They've stranded five on the day. And a swing and a miss by Tanner Mullen. He's down on strikes for the second out of the inning. And Dylan McCamick will bat with two down and nobody on. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Hilltoppers in a 3-3 ball game. Staunton at Litchfield tomorrow night here on FM 106.1. Pitch to Dylan, who was a strikeout victim his first time up. Strike one. Foul ball. 0-1. Ball fouled at the plate. Two down and nobody on for Hillsboro here in the bottom of the fourth. McCamick, a bounding ball to left field. That's through for a base hit. Fifth hit of the day for the Toppers. And back to the top of the batting order in Caden Lemon. Looks like we're going to have a runner for McCamick. And Dylan will be replaced by Nick Andre. So Nick is running at first base. A runner at first and two down. And Caden Lemon is the batter. He's 2-for-2 with two runs scored today. Left-handed hitter. Here's a pitch from Ray. Takes a called strike, 0-1. One strike to count to the Hilltopper right fielder. Caden Lemon. Here's the next pitch from Devin Ray. That's a strike. The runner from first goes. The throw to second base. And he is out. So Nick Andre is thrown out. 2-6 on the putout. That ends the inning. So Lemon will lead it off in the fifth inning for the Hilltoppers. So it ends up being a 1-2-3 inning for the Toppers after four here at the Hillsboro Sports Complex. It's Staunton 3. Hillsboro 3. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Top of the fifth inning in a 3-3 ball game. Staunton will have Cy Cox, Nick Yates, and Austin Tallman, the 3, 4, and 5 batters, due up. As Dylan McCamick back to the hill for the Hilltoppers. And the first pitch from Dylan to Cy Cox is up high for ball one. Cox batting from the left side. He reached on an error in the first, singled in the third. And the next pitch from McCamick. This one's down low, and it's 2-0. We understand the Lady Hilltoppers.
1-5 zip.
Over Staunton and girl softball today.
Looking like they'll be one of the main contenders in a regional, I would say, Terry.
I would think they would get a pretty high seed. Yes, indeed. Here's the pitch. Swing and a shot down the first baseline. It's foul. 2-1 they count on Cy Cox.
And with that happening tomorrow, you got to figure the Staunton Bulldogs are probably looking at a pretty good seed, too.
You would think. You would certainly
just
think
with
so.
That record they yep. have.
Yep. Here's the next pitch. This one's hit off to the left side. And maybe a play for Jace Teakin. And Teakin overruns it. Drops in for a foul ball. Strike two, and it's 2-2. Yep, those seating meetings, I think, are tomorrow. They're not really meetings, they just vote online. And then we'll get the seatings. And then by late Friday afternoon, we'll have the pairings for the regionals. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Cy Cox from Dylan McCamick on the way. And this one's popped straight up. Coming back, and it's out of play. A bunch of kids scrambling over there by the concession stand, looking to get out of the way.
Right at the concession stand window.
Yeah.
On the concrete.
Ball took a big hop.
Concrete will give it a good bounce.
About 30 feet in the air, man. 2-2 the count to Cox. Here's the pitch. And Cy takes a called strike three on the outside corner. So he's retired for the first time today, and Nick Yates will be the batter.
Fourth strikeout for Dylan.
Yates struck out in the first, grounded into a fielder's choice in the third. Officially 0-2 on the day. Bats with one down, nobody on. A 3-3 ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. Curveball drops in, called strike one. Well, we're starting to get to be late in the game here.
And Dylan, he's approaching that 85-ish pitch mark. And yeah. That's when those curveballs flatten out sometimes.
Tries a breaking pitch. That one misses inside, and it's 1-1.
Lose a little control, lose a little location, and things can happen quick.
Devin's pretty much in the same boat too, right, Devin Ray?
Yeah, he's at 71 before he starts his first pitch in the fifth.
Next pitch down low, and it's 2-1 on Nick Yates, the Bulldog third baseman.
There, the defense has let them both down and made them throw a lot of extra pitches with some errors in this ballgame.
2-1 the count. Here's the next delivery. This one's down low, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike to Nick Yates. Dylan McCamick steps back on the pitcher's rubber, gets the sign. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Popped up. Out into center field. Center fielder Schreiber makes the catch. Two down in the inning. And the batter will be Austin Tallman. Tallman is grounded out and was hit by a pitch. Scored last inning. So he bats with two down and nobody on. Staunton and Hillsborough all knotted up at three here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's Dylan McCamick's pitch. A swing and a miss on a curveball. Strike one. Our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game will come up at the conclusion of this contest today. It's going to be an interesting play, I can just tell. Next pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-2. Could be the game-deciding play.
It's true.
You never know.
Most of the runs so far in this game have scored by unusualness.
Yes.
Double steals, etc. Wild pitches.
0-2 the count to Tallman. The next pitch is a shot into right center. That's down for a base hit. He'll round the first base bag and stay put. And is the sixth hit of the day for Staunton. A two-out single by Tallman. And here's Griffin Bianco. Griffin singled in the second. Singled and scored in the fourth. So the Bulldogs turn to make some two-out noise here in the top of the fifth inning. Pretty good lead by Tallman. The pitch is a called strike to Griffin Bianco. 0-1. Sports Saturday this week. We'll talk about regional pairings, no doubt, and where teams are seated and when they'll play. Here's a bounding ball up the middle. That's through for a base hit. So back-to-back singles for the Bulldogs. Puts runners at first and second with two down, and here's Devin Ray, a Staunton pitcher who could help his own cause. We're tied at three, two on and two out, top of the fifth inning. Devin has walked and flown out to right. Dylan McCamick from the stretch checks the runners and pitches up high for ball one. Devin Ray, he's only a sophomore. Here's the next pitch. Caught the inside corner, one ball, one strike. McCamick looks in. And the next pitch. up high, 2-1. Tallman's at second, Bianco's at first, two down in the inning. A 3-3 ball game, we're in the top of the fifth. 2-1 the count to Devin Ray. Hillsborough, Dylan McCamick to the stretch, the pitch. Swinging a shot in the right, that is going to get down for a base hit. Here comes the runner trying to score, and he will score. And that makes it a 4-3 lead for the Bulldogs. So Devin Ray singles home a run with two outs. And it's first and third for the Bulldogs, who now lead 4-3.
And all with two-out rally here by the Staunton Bulldogs here. Three straight singles.
Ray shot that one into right field.
Went with the pitch well, didn't he?
Yes.
Just kind of outside pitch and just kind of put the bat on it.
That's the first run actually driven in.
Driven
today.
In by a batter.
Yeah. That could be our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game. And Zach Urey is the batter. Pitch to Zach is up and away for ball one. Zach has grounded out, reached on an error and scored. Bulldogs have plated a run here in the top of the fifth and lead 4-3. Devin Ray driving in the fourth run of the day. Urey, a count of 1-0, swings and fouls it off to the third base side. One ball, one strike. Now four runs on eight hits for the Bulldogs. You can see these Bulldogs are just kind of a pesky team, you know? 1-1 the count to Urey. The next pitch misses, and it's 2-1. Colin McBride waiting on deck for Staunton. Urey, the freshman shortstop, fouls it back to the screen, and it's two balls, two strikes. Some underclassmen on this Staunton team. They're going to have a pretty good baseball team here for next year or two for sure.
It usually takes a few good underclassmen, especially a baseball team.
Yeah. Runners lead away at first and third with two down. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. He flips to second base out, and that ends the inning. In the inning, though, the Bulldogs come up with one run. They strand a couple of base runners. They've left seven on the day. We go to the home half of the fifth inning here at the Hillsborough Sports Complex. Your score, Staunton 4, Hillsborough 3. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Staunton with a 4-3 lead as Hillsborough bats here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Caden Lemon was at the plate when Nick Andre was thrown out trying to steal. So Caden will lead it off. He'll be followed by Griffin King and then Alex Schreiber. So the top of the batting order up here in the bottom of the fifth inning against Devin Ray, who has struck out five and not walked a batter today. Lemon 2-for-2 on the day with two runs scored. And the pitch from Devin Ray, here it comes. And it's a called strike at the knees, 0-1. Lemon, a left-handed hitter. It's kind of the Energizer Bunny for this Hilltopper team. You get him on base, things seem to happen.
Have today.
Yep. One ball, one strike to count to Caden. He's a junior. Devin Ray's next pitch on the way, and a fly ball. Well hit into center field, but the center fielder backs up, and Marcus Carl makes the catch.
On a couple plays, notice that Marcus Carl covers center field very well for this Bulldog team. Also, quick throw in, help keep a runner from moving an extra base.
That's right. Earlier in the game, he did that. That's right. And here's Griffin King. King is 1-for-2 on the day. He doubled back in the first, struck out in the third. And the first pitch from Devin Ray is into the dirt for ball one. It's a 4-3 lead for Staunton. Hillsborough batting, bottom of the fifth inning. Our Diamonds and Dogs play the ball game coming up at the end of the contest tonight. Here's the next pitch from Devin Ray. Fastball misses outside, and it's 1-1. King digs back in and awaits the pitch. Popped it up. On the infield, second baseman Ryan Best makes the call and cannot come up with it. Or did he come up with it? He did come up with it.
Did not catch it.
He didn't catch it. Okay. So.
Second error on the second baseman today.
Yeah.
That wind is moving the ball a little bit. Seemed like he had it measured pretty well.
I couldn't tell by his reaction out there. I guess I should have watched the first base bag, and Griffin King ended up there. So King's on at first with one out. And the first pitch to Alex Schreiber is a breaking pitch called strike, so the Toppers have the tying run aboard. They trail 4-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the next pitch to Schreiber up high, and it's one ball, one strike. Alex grounded out, singled and scored in the third. Devin Ray working from the stretch with Griffin King on at first base. Here's the pitch, now a throw to first base. And King is back safely. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Schreiber on the way. Curveball hit through to the left side, a base hit. So the Toppers are making some noise here in the fifth inning. That's the sixth hit of the day for the Toppers, and that's runners at first and second and one out. And the cleanup hitter, Christian Hernandez. Hernandez has struck out, reached on an error today. Lemon was retired to start the inning. Griffin King reached on an error. A base hit by Schreiber. And now Christian Hernandez having a conversation with head coach Bob Allen. As he gets ready to take his at bat.
Now communication has been a problem today.
Yeah.
Catcher and pitcher had some problems. Now coach and batter has had some problems.
Coach, are you sure?
Yeah. Let me recheck that.
Yeah. So here we go. Hernandez steps in.
I'm just thinking he even hit the three-run homer sign.
King is at second. Schreiber at first for Hillsboro. Toppers trailing 4-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. And are threatening. Devin Ray from the stretch. Here's the pitch. And it's outside for ball one to Christian Hernandez. Kind of unusual. The Staunton catcher lobbing the ball back to the pitcher underhand as he took a few steps in front of the plate. Hernandez awaits the 1-0 pitch from Devin Ray. A check on the runners. Here it comes. Outside, ball two, 2-0. Now Devin Ray in a bit of a pickle right now for the Bulldogs, as the Toppers have two on and one out. And their cleanup hitter with a 2-0 count, trailing by a run here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jordan Gregg waiting on deck for the Toppers. Ray is ready. 2-0, they count, a check on the runners, and here's the pitch. Ground ball fair just inside the third base bag. That is going to score the run, and the game is going to be tied at four.
And there's a Hilltopper RBI, first of the day for a run being batted in. Big hit by Hernandez.
And that makes it a 4-4 ball game. Schreiber moves up to second base and stays put. Hernandez on at first now. Game tied at four, and Jordan Gregg will be the batter. Now a bit of conversation going on around the pitcher's mound with Coach Kyle McBrain and his Bulldog infielders.
Well, Devin Ray's at the 84 pitch mark. That seems to be just a norm when pitchers get in a little trouble. It's that mid-80s zone.
So it's a 4-4 ball game now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Toppers still have runners at first and second with only one out, and Jordan Gregg the batter. Jordan's 0 for 2 today. He's grounded out and struck out. Steps in from the left side against the righty Devin Ray. Devin checks the runners and delivers. And the first pitch is up high for ball one.
In fact, that'd still be another unearned run.
That's true, because of the error.
That was the error that scored.
Mm-hmm. 1-0 the count to Jordan Gregg. Devin Ray's next pitch. Swing and a hard hit ball up the middle. They're going to wave the runner home. Here comes a play at the plate. The throw home is back to the screen. The Toppers have taken the lead, and the other runners move up to second and third.
Woo. Well, the throw beats him at home, Terry, but it gets kind of a bad bounce and goes over the catcher, had no play on it.
So Gregg drives home the run for the Hilltoppers, and Hillsboro now has a 5-4 lead. That was the eighth hit of the day for the Toppers. And they still have runners at second and third and only one out, and Landon Carroll will be the batter. Carroll on the day, 0 for 2, couple of ground outs. Devin Ray from the stretch, here's the pitch. Landon fouls it out of play, strike one. So an error and three hits. Toppers have plated two runs and have taken a 5-4 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the next pitch to Landon Carroll. He tries to squeeze home a run with a bunt, and it's fouled, and it's strike two. I think he tried to bunt on a breaking pitch.
Suicide squeeze attempt, yep. Yeah. It would have been a heck of a collision, too.
Yeah. Everything got there at the same time.
Yep.
0-2 the count on Landon Carroll. Runner is with their leads, and the next pitch is down low, ball one, 1-2. Runner at second, Jordan Gregg is getting a huge lead off the second base bag because Staunton's pulled in for a play at the plate. Now Kyle McBrain's going to come out and talk to the home plate umpire. And that conversation with the Staunton coach and the plate umpire is short. One ball, two strikes the count to Landon Carroll. Devin Ray looks in for the side. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss by Landon, and he's out on strikes. And now they're going to claim catcher's. The Toppers are trying to claim catcher's interference. And now Bob Allen's going to come in and ask for some help, see if he can get the home plate umpire to get some help from the base umpire. If that's catcher's interference, Carroll would be awarded first base. And they're going to award first base. So catcher's interference, E2 on the play. That is a fourth error of the day for Staunton. And that's going to load up the bases. So you've got Hernandez at third, Gregg at second, Landon Carroll at first. Jace Teakin is the batter for Hillsboro. And now Kyle McBrain, the coach of the Bulldogs, wants to come out and get an explanation on that catcher's interference call. And that conversation is over. And Jace Teakin will come to the plate. Bases are loaded, two runs home. Toppers leading 5-4. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Still only one out. Teakin is grounded out and struck out today. Toppers have plated two runs in the inning. Devin Ray to the stretch, the pitch, swing and a fly ball into left or right field into the direction of Griffin Bianco. He makes the catch. Runner at third tags the relay home, not in time. And the Toppers tag on another run on a sacrifice fly by Jace Teakin.
Another RBI this time. It does his job, gets the ball in the air, and gets a run home for the Hilltoppers.
So that makes it a 6-4 lead as Teakin with the sacrifice fly. And the runners move up to second and third. That's Greg at third, Carroll at second, and Tanner Mullen is the batter. So a good catch by Bianco. Had a pretty good throw home. The cutoff man, the first baseman, cut it off, tried to relay it home, but it was too late. And the Toppers lead 6-4. Next pitch, or the first pitch, Tanner Mullen is pulled foul down the first baseline, strike one. Tanner is the eighth man to hit here in the inning for the Hilltoppers. Jordan Gregg drove in the run that put the Toppers on top. And Teakin with a sacrifice fly has added to that lead at 6-4. Next pitch, Tanner Mullen fouls it out of play. Dylan McCamick waiting on deck for Hillsboro. If Mullen can keep the inning alive, the next pitch is a called strike three. And that ends the inning. But the Toppers come up with three here in the home half of the fifth inning. After five innings of play at the Hillsboro Sports Complex, it's Hillsboro 6, Staunton 4. We'll come back with more baseball in just a moment. It did, didn't it? So in the inning, Staunton comes up with two runs. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Staunton 6, Hillsboro 6. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. This game tied at 6. We have a new pitcher, Colin McBride, the former catcher, now taking over the duties on the mound for the Bulldogs. Lane Blumker will come in and catch. Zach Urey is out of the game, and Devin Ray will take over at shortstop for him. So, we've got a, let's see, it's going to be Brock Belliver batting. Leading off here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and he takes ball one. Now a strike, and it's 1-1. So Belliver hitting in the number nine spot now for the Hilltoppers. Next pitch to Brock is up high for ball two, 2-1. 6 runs, 8 hits, 6 errors for the Toppers. They've stranded 5. 6 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors for the Bulldogs. They've stranded 8 on the day. Here's a called strike to Belliver, and it's 2-2. And McBride works from the stretch, even without any runners on. Ground ball hit to the second baseman, and the throw is in time. And Belliver is retired 4-3 for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So it's back to the top of the batting order for Hillsboro and Caden Lemon.
Been a busy man scoring runs, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Caden has scored a couple of times today, has a couple of hits, flown out once. He bats with one down, nobody on, in a 6-6 ball game. It's a 6-6-6 showing on the scoreboard right now. Pitches down low for ball one.
I was going to say he's done his leadoff job. I knew he scored a couple runs.
Yep.
That's what you want out of that leadoff man. Get on base and score runs.
Next pitch is down low, and it's 2-0. Lemon digs in. He's a left-handed hitter and takes a called strike. And it's 2-1. Griffin King waiting on deck for the Toppers. This has been a back-and-forth ball game today. Here's the pitch. Lemon fouls it, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes the count to Caden Lemon. As Colin McBride gets the sign, here's the pitch. And that one's up and in. That one almost clipped him.
Yeah, it did.
And the count is 3 balls, 2 strikes.
The Bulldogs, Terry, I'm not giving up a free pass in this ball game.
That'll take you a long way. And a foul tip into the mitt and a strikeout for Caden Lemon. 2 down in the inning for the Toppers. And the batter will be Griffin King. Griffin singled in the, or doubled in the first, struck out in the third, reached on an error and scored in the fifth. He bats with 2 down, nobody on. Score tied at 6. Hillsborough batting in the bottom of the 6th. And the first pitch is outside for ball 1.
Well, one thing's for sure, the pitcher now should know what the batters don't like, as he got the catch.
Yeah.
Them up to bat at least twice.
Swing and a shot into right field. Right fielder may have a chance to throw him out. Nope. Base hit for Griffin King. Griffin has his second hit of the day, 9th hit of the day for the Toppers, and the batter is Alex Schreiber. Alex is grounded out, singled and scored twice today. So the Toppers trying to make some noise with 2 down here in the bottom of the 6th inning as the shadows start to get long here at the ballpark.
Well, new catcher in. Let's see if the Toppers don't try and get this runner in scoring position.
First pitch is down low for ball 1. Well, there's 2 down in the inning with King at first base. 1-0 the count to Schreiber. He's the number 3 hitter in the Hillsboro lineup. Next pitch is up high, and it's 2-0. Who will the Bulldogs have up in the 7th? Bianco, Ray, and Blumker. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Schreiber. Called strike, and it's 2-1.
Good eye, Schreiber.
2 balls and a strike to Alex. And Schreiber gets ready for the next pitch from Cullen McBride. Here it comes. Swing and a base hit into left.
Another 2-out rally. We've had a few of these by both teams.
10th hit of the day for Hillsboro. That puts runners at 1st and 2nd with 2 down. And the batter will be the cleanup hitter, Christian Hernandez. Hernandez batting here in the bottom of the 6th inning.
Center something up here, big guy.
Hernandez has struck out, reached on an error, singled and scored, driven in a run today. He has a 2-out RBI opportunity now in the bottom of the 6th. There's the pitch. Called strike. 1-1. Down at 2nd is King. Schreiber's on at 1st for Hillsboro. And the next pitch to Hernandez is a ball pulled foul down the 3rd baseline, and the count is 0-2. Been a good back and forth ball game today. 0-2 the count to Hernandez. The pitch from McBride. This one's up and away for ball 1, 1-2. Jordan Gregg waiting on deck. And there's a shot into center, and it's a running catch by Marcus Carl, the center fielder. Terrific play by Marcus out there in center. And that ends the inning. No runs, 2 hits, 2 left stranded. Toppers have stranded 7. Well, boys and girls, we go to the top of the 7th inning. It is Staunton 6, Hillsboro 6. Back with more baseball in just a moment. We go to the top of the 7th inning. 6 for Staunton, 6 for Hillsboro. So somewhere along the way, we'll have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game coming up, whether it be this inning or extra innings. Staunton will have up Griffin Bianco, Devin Ray, and Blaine Blemker. 6, 7, and 8 batters. Facing Brock Belliver here in the 7th inning for the Hilltoppers. Here we go. Bianco steps in from the right side. Belliver's first pitch is up high for a ball. Bianco today has singled 3 times on the day and scored a run. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball down the line and left. This one is deep, and this one is a fair ball down into the corner. An extra base hit for Griffin Bianco. And he is 4-for-4 on the day.
Fiddler Carroll really had no chance. He did make a good turn and run to it, Terry, but it bounced right at that 300 mark in fair territory.
So a leadoff double for Bianco. And here's Devin Ray. You can be betting he's bunting, you would think. Maybe not. And first pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0. Devin on the day has an RBI. He has walked, flown out, and singled home a run today. Next pitch. There's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Bulldogs, I guess, feel with man at second base. Why waste an out? Bring him home with a base knock. 1-1 the count on Devin Ray. Here's the pitch from Brock Belliver on the way. That's a little bit high, and it's 2-1.
Plus, if he hits it to the right side on the ground, Terry, runner should be able to get over to third.
Yeah. A productive out, as we've talked about in the past. Belliver looks in for the sign. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Brock on the way. Called strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second base for Staunton. A 6-6 ball game. A leadoff double for Griffin Bianco. And a 2-2 pitch to Devin Ray from Brock Belliver. Here it comes. Swing and a shot into center. That is over the head of the center fielder Schreiber, and the Bulldogs are going to take the lead. A double from Devin Ray, and Staunton has taken a 7-6 lead here in this ball game.
He gave it a long ride, Terry, and wind has died down considerably from what it was earlier, but still would have probably gave it a little extra foot or two. And that's all it took, really. It just got over the head of the center fielder.
So that makes it a 7-6 lead for the Bulldogs, who still have a runner at second base and nobody out. And here's a little tap back to the pitcher. They throw to first base out, and the runner moves up to third.
So there's that productive out we talked about before. It still is done.
Yep.
So Bulldogs get that first out, but do get the runner to third.
That was Blumker, the catcher, the new catcher, who made the out. And McBride is the batter. Cullen has singled twice, grounded into a fielder's choice. Staunton leading 7-6 here in the top of the seventh inning.
McBride, pitcher of record at this point since he took over last inning.
That's right. First pitch is a called strike to Cullen, 0-1.
He can definitely help himself out, give himself an extra run here, which in this ball game they seem to come in twos.
Twos, yeah. Devin Ray is at third base with one out after driving home the lead run. Next pitch is blown away, and it's 1-1 on McBride. Marcus Carl, the top of the batting order, waiting on deck. Here's the pitch, up high, and it's 2-1. And will the toppers have up? It'll be Greg, Carroll, and Teakin in the bottom of the seventh inning. Staunton has taken the lead here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch is outside, and it's 3-1. Cullen steps out, gets back in.
Topper's infield on the grass. They're in.
Here's a pitch from Belliver. Ball four. Puts runners at the corners for the Bulldogs with one out. And Marcus Carl will be the batter. He's grounded out, flown out, lined out, walked and scored today. Staunton leading 7-6. Staunton batting here in the top of the seventh inning. Brock Belliver delivers, and the first pitch is a called strike to Marcus Carl, 0-1. This all started with a leadoff double by Griffin Bianco. Here's the next pitch. This one's down low.
Good block.
Good block by Christian Hernandez, the topper catcher. As that pitch was in the dirt, 1-1 to count to Marcus Carl, the senior center fielder for Staunton. Here's the next pitch from Belliver, up high as the runner from first goes to second. 2-1 the count on Marcus Carl, and now Staunton with two more runners in scoring position. 2-1 the count on Marcus Carl. Brock Belliver working from the full windup now. Here's the pitch, way up high, and the count goes to 3-1. Ryan Best waiting on deck for Staunton. Here's the pitch, ball four. And I believe the Toppers are going to make a pitching change. As head coach Bob Allen comes out of the dugout. So Staunton has Devin Ray at third, Colin McBride at second, Marcus Carl at first. Time is called. Coach Allen is out talking to his Hilltoppers. And it looks like maybe they are making a pitching change. While the new pitcher warms up, we can tell you, Staunton has taken a 7-6 lead here in the top of the seventh inning. We'll come back with more in just a moment. Toppers have made a pitching change. Tanner Mullen, the right-hander, into the contest. He will face Ryan Best here in the seventh inning. The Bulldogs of Staunton have loaded the bases. One out in the inning. They've scored a run to take a 7-6 lead. A Topper defense. The infield is in on the grass for a play at the plate. And here we go. Best steps in from the right side. The pitch. Called strike right down the heart of the plate, 0-1. Ryan's driven in a run today. A couple of strikeouts, a flyout, and a fielder's choice. 0-1 they count on Best. The pitch from Mullen. That's down low, and it's 1-1. Tanner Mullen, the third pitcher of the day for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers.
Well, now what Bob Allen wanted to see is have a second game.
Yeah.
But errors and a few miscues have really cost him extra pitches, too.
Next pitch is a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2 on Ryan Best. Bases loaded, one out for Staunton, one run home. Staunton leading 7-6 here, top of the seventh inning. Mullen working from the stretch. Looks for the sign, gets the one he wants. The 1-2 pitch is a ground ball through the hole, a base hit. One run home, that makes it an 8-6 lead. As Ryan Best comes through with his second RBI of the day. 12th hit of the day for the Bulldogs, and the Dogs lead by a deuce, 8-6 here in the top of the seventh. And here's Cy Cox. Cox has a couple of hits on the day. Been on base three times, left-handed hitter. Base is still loaded, still only one out for the Bulldogs. And the lefty Cox takes a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1.
So the Topper infield will stay in, Terry.
Mm-hmm. They have to.
And that basically might have been the reason for a hit the last time.
Certainly gives the advantage to the hitter. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. And Cox in the hole, 0-2. Waiting on deck, Nick Yates. For Staunton. 0-2 the count to Cy Cox. The freshman first baseman, the pitch. Swing and a shot to the first baseman. He makes the catch on the line
drive.
And that ends up doubling off Ryan Best for the double play. So in the inning, the Bulldogs come up with a couple of runs. They strand two. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Your score is Staunton 8, Hillsboro 6. 8 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors for Staunton. They've stranded 10 on the day. 6 runs, 10 hits, 6 errors for Hillsboro. They've stranded 7 on the day. Staunton leading 8-6. Hillsboro batting here in the bottom of the seventh inning. They will have Jordan Gregg, Landon Carroll, and Jace Teakin do up against the right-hander, Colin McBride. Second pitcher of the day for the Bulldogs.
A strikeout his first inning. He is pitcher of record. Had 20 pitches in his inning six.
So here's Jordan Gregg, who has grounded out, struck out, and singled home a run today. Leading it off in the bottom of the seventh inning. So the Toppers need at least a base runner to have a chance. McBride delivers, and the first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Gregg, Carroll, and Teakin do up for the Toppers in the bottom of the seventh. Next pitch is up and away, and it's one ball, one strike. To the stretch, and the next pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes, they count. McBride looks in for the sign, and the 1-2 pitch is a swinging bunt. Fielded by the catcher, the throw to first base, wild, down into the right field corner, and down to second base goes Jordan Gregg.
Ah, yes, another error in this ball game, Terry.
Yep, E2 on that play. That is the fifth error of the day for Staunton. And that brings a tying run to the plate in the person of Landon Carroll.
And the truth is, he probably should have just pocketed.
Yeah.
There was no way to get him, but once he throws it and throws it away, he gets the runner at two second base, too.
Carroll has grounded out twice today and has reached on catcher's interference and takes ball one up high from Colin McBride. Landon Carroll takes a strike, and it's 1-1. So the Toppers have a runner at second base and nobody out, trailing 8-6 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the next pitch. Landon fouls this one back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. Colin McBride looking for that first out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Colin is ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Up high, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to count. And a shot into right. That is down. That is a fair ball. Down into the corner, and a run will score. That'll make it 8-7. And into second base with an RBI double is Landon Carroll.
So the Hilltoppers come back here in the bottom of the seventh, and they have that tying run in scoring position.
That is the seventh run on the 11th hit of the day for Hillsboro. So now Landon Carroll is at second base, representing the tying run. And Jace Teakin is the batter. The freshman is grounded out, struck out, flown out. Actually had a sacrifice fly and an RBI, I should say. So the Toppers get on the board here in the bottom of the seventh to make it a one-run game. They trail 8-7. What will be our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game? Well, the conversation is over.
Line drive somewhere, Jace.
With both coaches talking to their respective teams. And Jace Teakin will step in from the right side. Hillsboro with the tying run at second, nobody out. McBride checks the runner. Calling to the stretch, here's the pitch, and the batter squares to bunt, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Showed a bunt.
First baseman is weighing on the grass. One strike to count to Jace Teakin. He shows bunt, pops it up, and it's coming back and out of play. And the count is 0-2. Tanner Mullen waiting on deck for Hillsboro.
You got it here, Jace. Let's go, kid.
Teakin in the hole, 0-2. McBride looks in for the side. Cullen is ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at a pitch on the outside part of the plate. And a throw down to first base, out, and then down to third base goes Landon Carroll. So K2-3 on the putout for Teakin. First out in the inning, and now the tying run is 90 feet away for the Hilltoppers. And the batter is Tanner Mullen, who steps in from the left side. Tanner's reached on an error and struck out a couple times today. And a pass ball, a base hit, wild pitch. All sorts of things can get that tying run home. First pitch is up and away to Mullen for ball one.
And, of course, the Staunton defense is in on the grass.
So yep.
Wide open holes to shoot them through, too.
Here's the pitch outside. And it's 2-0. Nick Andre waiting on deck. I believe it's Nick. Double check here. Yep. Here's the next delivery. This one misses away, and the count is 3-0 on Tanner Mullen. McBride has fallen behind Mullen. 3-0. Toppers put a run across today here in the seventh inning. Have a runner at third base and one out. Now a called strike to Tanner Mullen. It's 3-1. Nick Andre waiting on deck for the Toppers. Here's a pitch. Up high, ball four.
So very first walk.
And down to second base goes Mullen.
Not paying attention.
So
the Bulldogs.
Potential winning run is down at second base as Nick Andre comes to the plate. And I think we're going to have a pinch runner. I think it's going to be Owen Anderson. The 22?
Mm.
Yep.
Yep, it is.
So it's
22.
So Anderson is running at second base for Mullen.
And he's the potential game-winning run.
So it's an 8-7 lead for Staunton. Hillsborough with the tying run at third, the potential winning run at second, and the batter is Andre. Nick fouls the first pitch off to the right side for strike one. Andre in a situation here that could end the ball game for the Hilltoppers. Cullen McBride ahead in the count, 0-1. Andre digs in, the pitch from McBride, a swing and a miss, strike two. And it's 0-2 on Nick. Carroll is at third, Anderson at second. Toppers trail by a run in the bottom of the seventh, the 0-2 pitch. Check swing, and he didn't go around, and the count is 1-2.
Hey, focus in here, Nick. Let's go, kid.
1-2 the count on Nick Andre. Nick's a right-handed hitter. A base hit here would end it. McBride wants to try and retire Andre here in this situation. Here's the 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Andre's down on strikes. Two down in the inning. And it's back to the top of the batting order, and Caden Lemon, who is probably the guy you want at the plate right now.
Yeah,
if you're the Hilltoppers.
He's done a good job. Boy, if I'm Bulldogs, I might think of actually intentionally giving him first base.
He is, because his run means nothing. Caden steps in from the left side. The pitch. Called strike, 0-1. Caden has singled and scored twice, has struck out, flown out. 0-1 the count to the left-handed hitting Caden Lemon. Here's the next pitch. Caden swing and a shot foul off to the left side. He's in the hole, 0-2. And now the Bulldogs are a strike away from winning.
One pitch could make the difference either way on this game. A hit could drive in two and win it. Our swing and a miss could win it for the Bulldogs.
McBride trying to close it out here for the Bulldogs. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And that one's high, and it's 1-2. Griffin King waiting on deck, and he's one guy Colin McBride does not want to see here in this inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball to the second baseman. The throw to first is in time, and that's the ball game. The Staunton Bulldogs battle back and have beaten the Hillsborough Hilltoppers this afternoon by the final of 8-7. And we'll come back with a wrap-up, and our Diamonds and Dogs play the game in just a moment.